looking for somebody as brave as they are kind. And finally I found it when I felt your hand in mine. Well, honey, I've been dreaming about the way we'll say I do. And now I plan to see it through. I am queerly in love and wildly connected to you.
Queerly beloved, welcome back to this week's episode. Hi, hello, it's your host, Anna. I use she, her pronouns, and I am the owner of Wildly Connected Photography. And I am so happy that we are gathering here today to listen and learn and relate and just hang out. I don't think I have too many updates for you all other than I just setting up that whole like Spotify question / poll thing. So I'm going to set one of those up for this episode. So I would love if you would go put your two cents into whatever. I still have not decided what the question is going to be. It's going to be a surprise for all of us. But if you want to go ahead and answer that, I think it would be just like a fun way for this podcast to feel more like a community. And yeah, I just love hearing what y'all have to say about this. Speaking of what you all have to say about things, in one of the last episodes where I mentioned that document that basically like laid out the language of why I feel that, you know, for so long, there's been this idea of like, you can be nice to someone but not really accept them. A lot of you did ask to see that document. Indeed. So it is kind of helpful. You know, I think sometimes it feels sort of affirming, again, haha, pun intended, just to be able to see those things in black and white, even though it's like a harmful something. It's like, oh, okay, no, I'm not just like making these things up in my mind. Like people do actually write these things down, like put them out into the world of like, yeah, we're going to be nice to gay people, but we don't actually like accept them. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I think it does. So we'll go with that. This week's episode, though, I feel like it does kind of, in a way, I don't know, I feel like I've sort of just accidentally made this into sort of like a little mini series just about the importance of being LGBTQ plus affirming. And the reason I say that is because this week we're talking about why tradition actually matters for queer couples in the wedding space. And the reason that I feel like it kind of applies to everything else is like, it's so important for people to keep showing up and to keep being affirming and all of the things that come with that. Because for so many of us for so long, like we didn't think that this would be an option, that marriage would be an option for us. And even before that, that things like even just having a relationship or living together would be an option, you know? It's been less than 10 years since it's been fully legalized, like across the US. Obviously a little bit longer in different states, but like less than 10 years for like the entire US. And that is wild. Like that, you know, was my lifetime. It's in probably a lot of our lifetimes for those listening. Like it's a very, very new concept to be able to think that marriage is a possibility. And before I kind of keep diving into that, I just want to say, first of all, I just find it quite ironic that, you know, when I'm preparing these episodes and doing research and thinking about them, there's so many wedding traditions that are like if you like just go on like Google and look at old wedding traditions, like so many of them have to do with like chasing away evil spirits or making sure that nothing like bad happens to the couple and all of that, which in my mind, it's a dark joke, but in my mind, I'm like, well, we're already evil. So like, you know, what do we got to fight off? Like those traditions don't apply. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Jokes. We're obviously not evil. We are all amazing humans, a part of this community. I just think that's very interesting. So I wanted to talk about why tradition matters for a couple reasons. The first one being what I've already mentioned of just that It's something that we never thought was possible. Even for me, at this point, I know many of you have heard glimpses into my past, but growing up as a pastor's kid and going to a private Christian high school, not only was it taught that having a quote-unquote homosexual lifestyle was bad and wrong and not even an option, but also so much was taught about the opposite. Like, you know, in my case, how to be a good wife. I actually was married for a semester of high school. Obviously not legally, but pretty much everything but signing the paperwork. Like, I was like assigned a man. This man proposed to me. We literally had a fake wedding. We had fake children. We had to go through hardships together. We sent out Christmas cards. Like, I was married to a man in high school because it was like something like so, like, they wanted to teach us that, like, that is what we were meant to do with our lives and there was no other option. If you want to hear more about that amazing experience, feel free to reach out anytime. But so my point is that, like, in my head, even though, like, from a very early age, I was, you know, thinking about women and interested, even though I couldn't always, like, put words to it, like, in my head, it just wasn't an option. Like, the option was, you know, go to college, find a man, get married, have 10 kids. Like, that was just it. And I remember always feeling, like, honestly terrified, like, just so afraid of, like, what that was going to look like and what it would mean and how my life was going to change and all of that. And again, like, I didn't really have words for that or while I was feeling that, I just knew I was, like, constantly afraid. I was like, I don't want that. But there just, like, wasn't really an alternative. And of course, that's coming from someone with a very, like, you know, religious sort of bubbled experience that maybe not everybody has. But even for those who didn't have that experience, like I said, it's only been legal for so long. And before that, you know, people were, of course, doing things. They were having sort of their own kinds of ceremonies and things like that. But to not have those be recognized, you know, legally or probably to a lot of people around them at the time, like, that's so sad. And I think, of course, like, now this is just going to spiral into a conversation about marriage. Like, it's not that this is saying either that, you know, marriage will absolutely change your whole entire relationship. I think that's a whole other conversation if you feel that way. But, you know, it still is, like, it's been around for forever, but only been around for straight couples for forever. So I think even in thinking about some things for my own personal wedding in the future, won't get into the details about that, but, like, there are things that I'm like, I want to have those things too, you know, like all the things that I never thought that I would get to have or do, like, I want to do those things too, because now they're available to me. And that feels like a huge celebratory win. And so I think in that way for the queer community, like, tradition can be seen almost as like a win for us, right? Like that we get to do it too. We get to participate and we get to make it our own. And I will talk about this a little bit more at the end, but this is not to say, like, we're out here being like, oh, we want to be so traditional and go back to the 1800s and, I don't know, do things all old fashioned. Like, that's not the point, but just to be able to say, like, you've had this for so long. And I think it's really probably been easy for a lot of straight couples to, like, take marriage and take these traditions for granted because it's never not been an option. And I also think the other reason that tradition is important in this sense is just because, you know, I talk about this even in, like, the very first episode of the podcast where, like, right from the get-go, many queer couples are seen as quote-unquote untraditional, which is, like, you know, depending on how you look at it, that is true. And that's something that we can definitely use to our advantage in terms of like the world's our oyster, like let's run with that energy and do whatever we want. However, I think because we have that label from the get-go, sort of doing some of these like traditions and sort of old-fashioned things, it's a sort of a nice way to reclaim the idea that we are just like everyone else. I mean, personally, in my opinion, I think we're still way cooler. Just kidding. But we want to join in too, you know, like we want to have those things too. And also, it just is interesting to think about too, you know, reflecting on when gay marriage was legalized and started to become like more and more popular and more venues and things like that were like starting to jump on and allow those things as well. I feel like there were so many moments where the venue owners and vendors were just like, well, what do we do? Like, how is this day going to go? Like, I've never been to a gay wedding, all those things, which, you know, valid for them in a sense. But it's also just funny to think about because there's also a lot of things that aren't that I think people just like weren't thinking about that. You know, like something like first dances or like cutting the cake, like that's not exclusive to like a man and woman couple, you know? Like I don't think they have that on lock and key. Like I think that's something that's pretty universal for any couple. So I think in that sense, like hopefully we're like able to see that a lot of those things are like not specific to like a man or a woman. Of course, there are things like, I don't know, what you wear or a garter toss or things like that that feel more gendered. But I think just to be able to say like, we want to participate in those traditions and it's actually like really easy. Like we can still do parent dances, even if it's not like father, daughter, and a mother, son, like a parent dance can be whatever you want it to be. You know, I digress, but I think it's just nice to be able to say like, yes, of course, there is an element of quote unquote being untraditional in a gay marriage or in a gay wedding. But at the same time, like we are sort of reclaiming, like this is just a marriage and like we can do the same things and it's not weird, I promise. And again, like I will end by saying the purpose of this episode is not at all to be like, okay, if you're listening, I want you to go Google all of the traditions that they used to do in 1803 and apply those to your wedding day. No, not at all. Like if you've ever looked at my Instagram or things on my website, you know that I'm so very pro couples doing whatever feels right for them. And honestly, I am very pro being quote unquote untraditional in the sense of like, I want your wedding or your elopement to feel exactly like you, to be full of things and activities and people that feel genuine and authentic, even if it's not what is traditionally done. Like, I am so pro of that and I will always support that. However, I do think that there's something really, really cool about getting to claim what should have always been ours, but hasn't always been. And so whatever that looks like for you and your relationship and your wedding planning, like do that. If you want to throw all tradition out the window, but you're like, you know what? Like, I still really want to like do the whole cake thing and like smash it in your face or whatever. Or maybe you do still like want to do some of those more gendered things. Like, that's great. Like, you can still do those things. Like, I feel that pull in my own wedding planning of like, I, you know, never thought that I would get to like stand up in front of people and like say these words and have it be like publicly recognized. Like that is something I want to do. I feel that pull because like getting to reclaim those moments in my head of like the fear of like standing up across from a man, no offense, but like standing up across from one and having to do these things like so terrifying. So like having the freedom to be able to reclaim that and do what is genuine to me now, like, that's so freaking exciting. And it is something to be celebrated. And so for all the couples listening, I hope you feel the same way. And I hope that this sort of just serves as an opportunity for y'all to have a conversation about what that looks like specifically for you. Like, what things do you want to keep? What things did you always dream about, but like thought weren't an option? And what things just give you the ick and you're like, no, we don't need to do that. Like, that's totally fine. I would say for the non-queer folks here, if you're listening, hopefully too, yeah, you can just see that, like, this is huge. Like, I know, especially being in the industry, it can be pretty easy to just be like, okay, another wedding and that's great and amazing and all of that. But like, no, this is huge. Like, I can guarantee that almost a lot of queer folks out there, whether they grew up religious or not, like, all had a moment of being like, what is my life going to look like? Is this an opportunity or possibility for me? And so just recognizing that, like, when we do make it there, like when it's our turn to get married, like, it's a huge deal and it's a big reason to celebrate. And it is kind of honestly like a moment of power and a moment of reclaiming for us to be like, we deserve this. Like, we get to do this too and get to do it in our own way. So that is all I have for you all this week. Kind of just short and sweet, but I do have some, as always, very exciting guests coming up. Very, very excited for next week's episode. I have some awesome guests coming on. So please stay tuned and please watch out for this Spotify question that I will probably most likely, 92% likely be putting up. Queerly Beloved, I hope you have an awesome day, afternoon, evening, whatever it is, and I will see you all here next week.
Queerly Beloved, I am so glad we gathered here together to learn and grow and make the world a better place. Just in case no one's told you yet today, you are loved and accepted just as you are, and all are welcome here. If you need someone to talk to, you just want to say hi, or in need of a photographer, can find me at Wildly Connected Photo on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode or you feel like you learned something, please take just a few seconds to leave me a 5-star review. It would mean so much and help others to find the podcast so we can all keep learning together. Queerly, you are all the best. So have an awesome day.